Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Johnny's Virtual Journeys, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe podcast. This show is all about breaking down different stories so we can improve our own writing, but also learn how to appreciate the amazing work of others. Today, we are talking about Chapter 3, Edmund and the Wardrobe. So before we begin, quick summary of the chapter. So Lucy returns from Narnia to the ordinary world, and she's at first concerned that everybody is going to be worried about her because she's been gone so long. But to her surprise, everybody tells her that it's only been a couple of seconds since they last saw her. To them, they had stepped out of the room, and she had been right behind them. Lucy tells them about Narnia and how the wardrobe is actually magical, and she takes them back, but the wardrobe is sealed shut. To them, it's just an ordinary wardrobe. Over the next few days, Lucy is very depressed, because nobody believes her that her adventures were real, and she's always considered herself to be a very truthful person. To make matters worse, her brother Edmund teases her every chance he can get, and Lucy begins to wonder if her adventures were ever real at all. When it's rainy again, and they all decide to play hide-and-go-seek, Lucy decides to take one last look in the wardrobe, just to see if it maybe was all in her imagination. To her, the wardrobe opens up again, and she slips into Narnia. But her brother Edmund sees her step in, and follows after her. To his surprise, he doesn't find Lucy hiding in the corner of a wardrobe, but instead walks into the magical wood that is Narnia. As he looks around in dismay, a sleigh suddenly pulls up into the clearing, and in it rides a tall and beautiful queen, who asks him, "What are you?" Okay. I forget just how short these chapters are. This one kind of, when I finished reading it, I was very tempted to include the next chapter in with this episode because I feel like this chapter mostly just sets up what happens for the next chapter. But that's okay because there is still plenty to talk about, I am sure, and we will do just fine. So, first and foremost, as the title indicates, this chapter is all about Edmund, who we are going to talk about a lot in this book. No spoilers. And I think what this chapter is really designed to tell us is that Edmund is pretty nasty. He's just not nice. You know, we talk a lot about how Lucy's, to everybody else, Lucy's trip to Narnia is just a fantasy in her head, and they try to kind of ignore it. But Edmund, it's his opportunity to really tease and be really mean to her and borderline abusive of his younger sister. Which is, of course, very hard for Lucy. And we have a lot of details throughout this chapter just about Edmund as a person and how he's just really not a great guy. Let's see here. So we talk about how he was teasing of Lucy and he was mean. We even point out that Edmund closes the door of the wardrobe behind him and what a foolish thing that is. And this is interesting because in the last two chapters, we take time to mention that Lucy leaves the wardrobe door open because it would be a foolish thing to close it, and we're just making that comparison between Edmund and Lucy, and that Edmund is frankly a foolish person. And as a result of closing the wardrobe door, he gets lost, and that's kind of how he manages to stumble his way into Narnia. And then when Edmund actually arrives in Narnia, we have a lot of details here really quick that kind of help point out just a little bit more of who he is. You know, Lucy's first trip into Narnia was very wonderful, and by that I mean filled with wonder. She was totally in awe and enchanted by this magical world that she had found, as I'm sure all of us would be. But Edmund, when he comes in here, it takes almost the same amount of time to describe everything that it took when Lucy first saw it all. It describes the trees and the snow and the sky and all of these things. But right at the end of that passage, it says he shivered, mentioning how Edmund is cold. He's uncomfortable here. It doesn't really talk about how cold Lucy was. She doesn't talk about her being uncomfortable. She was so enchanted by what she could see. But for Edmund, he's uncomfortable. And it even says in the next, I think, two paragraphs afterwards that he didn't like it there. He didn't like being in Narnia. He felt uncomfortable. He felt he didn't belong. And what's worse to him is it proved that he had been wrong to tease Lucy. And then he gets scared about being there in Narnia, and he starts calling out to Lucy, and it takes the time to mention that he's only calling out to Lucy because he's scared, and he's only apologizing to her because he says, you know, Lucy, I'm sorry, please come out. But it really says that he's only apologizing because he's scared, not because he's actually sorry for teasing her. And so I think we get a pretty strong impression that Edmund is really not that great of a guy, and he's really not that bright of a guy either. If you look at his answer right at the very end of the chapter, you know, the Queen of Narnia asks him what he is, and he says, I'm at school, or actually it's a holiday now. Like, he's just kind of slow, you know, and I think it's interesting that we end on that paragraph. At first I thought it was kind of a clumsy way to end the chapter, but as I started thinking about it, it kind of made sense to re-emphasize that Edmund is kind of a moron, frankly. And that's what we set up Edmund to be. He's kind of a fool, and he's kind of mean and nasty. And it's very strong comparison to Lucy. It's a very similar setup, actually. You know, the first chapter, we talk about who Lucy is and her experience traveling to Narnia and, you know, how she reacted to it and her experience there. Well, actually, we didn't get to her experience. We ended with her just walking into Narnia. And that whole chapter was meant to explain this is who Lucy is. And Edmund is the same setup, you know, how Edmund made it to Narnia, his initial reaction to the place and his initial reaction to the first person that he met. And it's very, very different. Edmund and Lucy are opposites in so many ways. And I really like that setup. I really like that we take these chapters step by step to really make it clear who all these different characters are. Because frankly, four kind of main characters in a story is a lot to keep track of. And Lewis takes it slow here at the beginning to really help you understand who these people are without being slow with the action, without being slow with the forward movement of the plot. You know, things are still happening, still being set up, but we're not focusing on all of the children at once. We're taking them one at a time, and especially Lucy and Edmund, who we will find to be the most important children in this story, at least this book. Okay. The next thing that I want to talk about is actually the wardrobe itself. Every time I come away from this chapter, I ask myself, what triggers the wardrobe to open? What do you have to do for the portals to Narnia to open to you? Because frankly, if you think about just the instances we've had so far, we had Lucy who stumbled across it by accident in the first chapter. And then we have Lucy trying to show all of her siblings, and it won't open. And then we have Lucy who opens it again when they're playing hide and seek here in this chapter, and it opens for her. And then we have Edmund, who definitely doesn't believe in Narnia, who stumbles across it by accident. There's really nothing similar in all of these things. It's not based on your belief, because in the first instance, Lucy didn't even know that Narnia was a thing, and in Edmund's case, he had heard about Narnia and had decided not to believe in it. And it's not even really a worthiness issue, because Edmund is really kind of a nasty guy, and he made it into Narnia. He's kind of the opposite of Lucy, and they both made it. The only thing that we have consistent so far is being alone. Being by yourself is what it takes to make it into Narnia, which is a possibility. I don't know. That could be a thing. We'll find out as we read ahead. But I walk away from this chapter thinking that there's actually not a logical reason. That the wardrobe knows who you are when you come to its doors. And for reasons that are hard to comprehend, it decides whether or not it will open to you. Or if it will just pretend to be an ordinary wardrobe. So I think the answer is, it's up to the wardrobe. It's not a logical explanation. There are not requirements that you have to meet in order to be let into Narnia, unless maybe you need Narnia. All right, and then the last thing that I want to talk about this episode is, of course, the Queen. Now we meet the Queen, and she's kind of terrifying. It's, again, kind of established that she is a bit of a nasty person. We talk about how she's so pale with lips that are red, which frankly always makes me kind of think of vampires. You know, these blood red lips and this white skin. And we talk about how tired her reindeer are from pulling her sleigh and the kind of harsh, I wouldn't say harsh, but very controlling nature the dwarf has towards the reindeer. You know, he makes them stop so fast that they practically sit down in the snow. And we definitely get the impression that this lady, this figure, this queen is not a nice person. She's nasty as well. But it's interesting how in such a short amount of time, we're able to make her feel perhaps even more nasty than Edmund. And I think we get that impression because of the way she treats Edmund. Because she kind of puts him down and she addresses him so bluntly and she demands to be addressed as queen. And it really kind of makes us concerned for Edmund. And in this case, where we have this conflict beginning between the queen and Edmund, where Edmund's just trying to figure out what's going on and the queen is trying to get him to answer her questions. And so we kind of got this little bit of conflict there. And she's clearly dominating him in this case. She's clearly coming out on top, and we can tell that Edmund is the lesser evil in this case. And it's interesting how in stories we can sympathize for a lesser evil. We spent this entire chapter talking about how bad Edmund is. And in a short amount of time, we bring in a new character, and all of a sudden, we're concerned about Edmund. Because frankly, even though he's bad, he's not unfamiliar. We've all maybe had moments where we were a little bit unkind to people around us, especially younger siblings. And it's an easy trap to fall into. Edmund is not great, but he's not evil. This woman, when she shows up, and in just this short amount of time, we start to wonder, is she evil? She doesn't seem very kind. She doesn't seem very sweet. And because of that, we're worried about Edmund. So those are kind of the things that I took away from this chapter. I think the main point of it was to really establish that Edmund is not that great of a guy. It also introduces us to the queen, and it also really introduces the illogical magic of the wardrobe. And I think that is going to be an important part of this story to really think about. Think about the magic of Narnia. Is it like other stories, and how is it different from other stories? And that is going to be it for me today. So I look forward to seeing you all on Saturday for this week's episode of The Wandering Minstrel. Also, if you like video games, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Johnny's Virtual Journeys. That's J-O-N-N-Y-S, Virtual Journeys. I also add video clips to the Wandering Minstrel episodes, so be sure to check those out as well. And of course, if you have any questions or thoughts about today's episode, please leave a comment below, or check out the social links in the description to find a platform that suits you. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe podcast. Happy journeys.